Blog Talk Radio. What does she have that I don't have? Tell me why. Tell me why.
listening to Freestyle on Versatile Radio. Versatile Radio.
You guys ready? One, two. You guys ready for this? Let's go. Melodic Monster. It's time for you to purchase your copy of the long-awaited freestyle album, The Melody Monster, by none other than me, Julio Mena, with songs like Stay With You. On the Highway. You are featuring George Anthony. Brand new smash, start all over.
We can start all over, and in time we can make this stronger. I don't wanna fall out of love, cause I know this time my heart will break, yeah.
Now available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and Xbox Live. Remember, one movement, one direction. Let's take freestyle to a whole new level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Versatile Radio. Real talk.
How you doing?
Going on.
How you doing?
Carlos. Got Mr. Eric Bush back in the building, and of course, Mr. Uno, LA1. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Oh, and of course, we can't forget about Mary.
Hey, what's going on, Mary? Shout out to Mary, too.
Okay. Almost forgot.
How you guys
almost
doing?
Forgot.
Right, no, I just wanted to drop in and wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And
that's right.
You know,
happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, and appreciate all the artists.
I'll be eating turkey and taking a long nap.
Most definitely.
Happy turkey day,
you know, I want to remind everybody we do have some special Christmas jams right here at Versatile Radio, submitted by a lot of the newer artists. So you guys just stay tuned and enjoy the show by the guys. They have a good show for you. And good night.
Yeah, we
got
a good one for you tonight.
For sure. You guys, good night. Have a good one.
All right,
now. So what's up, Eric? Where you been at, man?
I've been here. I've been all right. I've been here and I've been there, but I'm all right. How are you gentlemen doing?
You know, just right here, man. Just right here maintaining, man. I'm a boy right here. How you been, man?
Oh, man, I've been right here just so.
This is LA1, Eric, man. Just by the way.
What up, LA1?
Hey, Eric Bush, also known as the Doozit Master, also known as the Bush Master.
The Bush Master. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm just right here, you know, making a little contribution to the show, you know. And in a Thanksgiving spirit, man. You know, we got the holidays coming around the corner, and you know us, you know.
Yeah. We're gonna start start the show off, man, right here with some Tupac, man. We'll be right back.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac kid, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clap.
dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep the head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a cat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Went with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. My buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains, it pours. They got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive, cause it's a setup. By your lonesome, thank the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was helpless. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking big. Why the tears is rolling down your cheek. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving bins and still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, it seems they'll never let up. But please, you gotta keep your head up.
Yeah, tell them, Tupac. Gotta keep your head up.
That's how you gotta do it right there, man. That song got a little bit of everything right there, man.
It does, man. That's my jam right there, man. That's what got me started right there. Don't get me started on that song. What's up, Mr. Bush?
Hey.
Hey. Oh, man. So what's up, man? How you been feeling, dude? You been cool?
Who, me?
Yeah, Eric. Mr. Bush.
I'm always cool.
Aw, oh, man. You're the Doozit Man. Of course, not Doozit Master.
I just make myself cool.
Yeah, man. So we're going to be talking, man, about a little bit of how hypocrisy and a lot of self-interest, man, is really accepted, man, in society today, man.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Eric? What do you feel about hypocrisy, man, and the way self-interest is? It's popularized.
Say again?
What are your feelings about like hypocrisy, man? Like do you see it in your life? You know, like you know, pretty much people saying one thing.
What's your outlook on hypocrisy in general, you know?
Yeah.
In today's society.
Mr. Bush.
It's there, you know what I'm saying? It's there.
Yeah, definitely, it's there, man. It's embedded in society, dude, to accept.
Yeah, well right. Specifically, we think it was a hypocritical move, the way Jake Chaney was behind the Middle East war movement when they invaded Iraq.
Oh, you want to take that?
And Afghanistan, and him being a political figure, he stated different reasons for going to that war.
Well, yeah, that's hypocrisy at its worst right there.
And this guy now is fun to be promoted on TV as some kind of positive political figure.
He says it, man. He tells you
straight up. Like, he tells you, yeah.
He goes, I did it before, I'll do it again.
No.
He goes, we haven't been attacked after, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I see that they're trying to get, it's like a chess game, man, that they're trying to get the more soldiers out there in the Middle East to get their hands on all that oil,
and then
be able to watch Pakistan and Iran, because those are the two powerhouses there.
Yeah.
They both have nuclear capabilities. You know what I mean?
Well, and
out of fear, they want to be there watching them.
Yeah, in any preemptive war where you're anticipating war, you want to get your position.
Well, I mean, they're like, well, these fools got nukes. That's what scares, man. People are terrified of nuclear nukes, man. That's like the worst invention ever by man.
Yeah.
Right.
And now, what the United States has the most, and they're like, they punk everybody else. Like, they pretty much, you know, like, hey, I'm more strapped than you. You know, and then you got these other little countries with, like, little 22s, you know, that'll put a hole in you, but not as much as the American people have, but it's enough to pull a hole, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, so now they start watching them. You got the NSA watching them, you know, And it's like, why don't they just go invade everywhere in the United States? Why not just do it? Stop, you know, beating around the bush, man. Just go in there, take it off.
But the question is if America, in the past, everybody hates America because they think they're in everybody's business. But in reality, man, if you don't have a leader in the world's gonna just do whatever, man. And even like the situation over there in the where they kill the little kids with the
Syria?
Yeah, Syria.
Yeah.
Even a situation like that, man, I mean, it's like, I wouldn't like to stand back where I already made an agreement where we're going to prohibit that.
Yeah.
And then let it happen in front of my eyes. And that's why, in my point of view, Obama spoke up against that, said no.
Yeah, but how'd he do it? He went and he listened to what they voted on. They said, no, you can't go in there. It's not enough.
Yeah.
And he stepped back. You haven't heard nothing about it. He didn't come out and push it on everybody. Well, coming out on all the news networks. You know, like,
I perceive it as a political move he made. He showed the world he wasn't. He had bars. So I have to. I'll go over there and invade you.
But he has to do everything. All
right, right.
He put the world at tense with that move. And the world, even like, they're used to making move like that. And presidents, like, they don't react aggressively. And he did. And he said, you know what? We're not the police or the world. We're not the, but you know what? We're not gonna just sit back and allow this type of thing to happen.
They use chemical weapons on people. That's already against, you know, West War crimes
and
Geneva Convention and stuff,
law.
All that. So I don't understand. I mean, that's the green light right there to go in.
Yeah.
Go in, baby.
Right.
Take them out.
Right.
But,
right, Bush?
Yeah, but
that's
why Obama. Yeah, you figure there's more to it. You know, there's probably a whole lot more to it. You know, it's the world to me is a country. I mean, it's like a business. You know, it's just like a business.
Yeah.
Each country has their own business of how they're going to do this, and you can't do this, and you shouldn't do this. It's like just a business. And who's ever getting the best out of the income, or, you know, is where it's going. It's what's going to be better for the world, or what's going to be better for peace, or what's going to be better for certain interests. I think that's my opinion. You know, so
that's what the underlying current is business, and the business in the form of oil and
right.
You know,
Yeah, and a lot of things over there that because like I was the road for many, a lot of countries were locking out America out of oil. You know, the guy over there, the president Chavez from.
Argentina, Venezuela, all those.
Because
they mixed those two up.
And a lot of countries have stopped selling oil to America, and they were locking out America out of oil. And you know what? Here's the thing. They're basically cornering America. Let's say we're not going to sell you no oil. Every country that they're all locking out or raising up their oil prices. That's why gas prices rose up. You know, they were giving America the worst deal. You know, and it was a conspiracy.
Don't you think it's a coincidence, dog, that now all of a sudden they got these hybrid cars that get like 60 miles to a gallon? All of a sudden there's a gas shortage. You know what I mean? So they can balance it out. You know what I mean? I'm going to put in $40 and get like 2 gallons, but my car okay, like 100 miles with that.
That's why the presidents, Obama and the other ones, they've installed mandates to make these kind of cars, to not rely on gas.
I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, dog, but I've heard that they got cars that can run on water, dog.
Oh,
they can get energy from anything. Yeah, but they pay the ones that invent stuff like that, they pay them off because they're like, oh, man, we got all these people there. They've got them addicted to oil, like addicts, you know?
Yeah.
And then somebody's going to come out with a solution to that. You know, all the pushers are going to be like, nah, man, well, check this out, man. Here you go. Bam.
You know, if you buy a hybrid or any energy-efficient car, you automatically government
you get a tax break or something like that.
And you get all kind of
you get the green tax, whatever it is. Yeah. So you'll do it. But then you're paying the grip for that electric car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that thing, dude, it charges, and then it gives back to the power grid. So that's helping them out, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you conserve power, you're giving back.
That's where America's going. It's moving forward with the latest technology. All that technology is America's.
I bet they got something that you could get on it as a bike. Fool. You pedal on it for an hour, and that'll light your path for the whole day, dog.
Yeah.
I bet you. You know what I mean?
You pedal that bike for an hour, there's exercise. You know, but they're posting their money and getting things set for the future. I mean, I'm sure. You know, it's all a money game, it's just the way the world works. You know, I mean, yeah, that's just the way the world works.
Yeah, man, that's the hypocrisy part of it, man. Hypocrisy. You know, we could get into the end of self-interest, man, to where it's like everybody, and that'll get right into it, too, pretty much the same subject, because self-interest, you got these people lying to you about global warming, people lying to you about oil, and I'm pretty sure, dog, that they can get energy out of anything. I mean, the sun bathes in power and energy every day. How come they can't harness that? I'm pretty sure they can, but, you know, they can't make money like that. So that's what it is. Self-interest tells them, nah, we're going to pay these people to not invent that. You know what, here's $1 billion, a ridiculous amount. $1 billion, it ain't nothing, you know. And anybody's going to take that. I mean, some inventors be like, well, that was the purpose of me inventing, to get rich.
Yeah.
You know, I'll sell you the patent. You know, the oil company, you know, British Petroleum, any energy company, oil company takes that patent and just hides it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then once there's no more oil, once they sucked everything dry, bam, look what we got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're clean now. Self-interest. It's like, they're screwing the world, dog.
I mean, look at all the, everything behind self-interest, which comes about greed, you know?
Yeah.
And like same thing with Goldman Sachs, all the other scandals, everything, because everybody's out only for their own, man. They're not looking out for the people. You know, they get an office and they just look out for their own, man.
Yeah, you know, man. We're gonna lighten things up a little bit, man. We're gonna throw in a little bit of Christmas jam right here, man. We got Drew again for you, Questar.
For you listeners who are already in the Christmas spirit, man.
Yeah. Hey.
Is it Christmas already? Oh, man. You know, it's your boy Quest Star with my homegirl Damaris, my boy Benny Gonzalez. We got together in Christmas to bring joy to your life. If you got somebody to love and hold, this was dedicated to you. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Quest Star.
Llegó el tiempo.
Thanksgiving, man. Everybody,
man,
you know.
Thanksgiving, man.
I got a lot to be thankful for, man.
Hey,
about
you know what? Life. I'm going to eat a whole turkey, dog. And I'm going to sleep for like 2 days.
Man, that's a lot of gobble gobble.
You know that turkey has that ingredient in it, man. I don't know what it is. I don't even know that's true. It makes you sleepy.
This guy don't look like he can fit a whole
turkey. Itis.
Yeah, because you figure after months.
Yeah, see? So where you going to spend Christmas, Thanksgiving at, man? Eric?
My mother is with my family. Yeah, we're going to keep it in town.
That's right.
Have a peaceful family. How about you?
Yeah, I got my lady coming. My mom's going to come. You know, I got some friends out here. They're going to be here. You know, just together, friendship, you know, family. good stuff, man.
Yeah, my prima, they gonna come out here and visit me. You know, they come from TJ.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
So, you know, be with them for the day.
Yeah.
Probably go out to the movie or something.
But yeah, man, so we got this topic, man. So what's up, Eric, man? You were talking about the self-interest, man.
Oh, yeah, the self-interest.
Yeah, you had an interest.
You figure everybody is going to have self-interest because self-interest means you, to me, like you have not interest within yourself, but you can have self-interest into you, just like, for instance, the president has self, well, I don't know. To me, how would you explain the word self-interest? Like interest within yourself?
Well, I would say that self-interest would be that you're not looking at what anybody else, the outcome of what you're doing and how it's going to affect some of the other people. You're just looking out for yourself and looking to, you know, move ahead for yourself only, even if you have to step on everybody else.
Yeah, that could be either way, you know, because you can have self-interest because...
But see, there's a difference. You're talking about self-preservation. You got to watch. You always have to, look out for yourself to make sure yourself, you're okay.
But some people,
then there's a thing, there's greed, you know.
That could be like a self-interest, so like, and your family, and you're the dad, you have a self-interest, and your interest is to... do something within yourself that will help your family.
Right.
You know, as much as the president or whatever, he can have self-interest in a situation where it changes the world. I mean, I could see if you're doing criminal stuff and sneaky stuff, but if he has a self-interest, it's because that's his know-how in order to change the world.
Here's how I look at it. It's like, okay, everybody has self-interest, right? However, some people have the self-interest, let's say, even in a work environment, social environment, any way to get ahead at any expense possible, any way possible, you know? And sometimes that leads to playing dirty, you know, or just dirty ways, you know, where you're stepping on people's toes, you will start rumors about people. So, like, let's say they won't get the promotion, instead you will, you know. So everybody has self-interest, but, you know, the thing is to look out for your self-interest in a respectful way where you won't be stepping on people's toes or, you know, there's a way to go about it.
Yeah, that's looking out for yourself. Yeah, but as long as you're not stepping on other people, and you ain't going putting your thumb somewhere, going, and you're doing bad, you know, twisting your mustache, you know, then you're doing bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're over here not caring about running an oil line through some small village that's already messed up, that's already doing bad. And you don't care about them, and you still run that oil line.
Oh, yeah,
that's self-interest.
Of course,
that's what
of
I
course.
See as self-interest, because that's already like, okay, we could run it around. It's gonna cost us a couple million more, but nobody's gonna die.
Yeah,
you know, we ain't gonna poison the only water these people have.
Yeah,
you know, we
and later on they have a high statistic for cancer or something.
Yeah, and they'll lie to people. Dog, they have this thing called fracking. I don't know if you guys ever heard of fracking, dog.
Okay.
Fracking is this new way of getting natural gas. They go into they drill deep under a rock sediment.
Okay.
And they drill deep into it, and they just start pouring massive amounts of chemicals and mixed with water, and the pressure cracks that rock sediment, and it releases a natural gas.
Okay.
And they get massive amounts of natural gas through there. And that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
If I'm correct, that's what the trash company, that's why they're carrying trash underground, because the trash and all the stuff within the trash and the dirt and all that.
It's a way of getting natural gas.
About
and the gas is natural and it's there, but all that pressure and all that water, I mean, they're dumping millions and millions of gallons of water. And not only just water, it's with the chemical that makes the rocks break up, you know?
Yeah.
And then that gets into the water supply of the people around there. There's been people that can light their water on fire, Doc.
Oh, I originally saw
there's
that.
A documentary
somebody
on that.
Put a light to their water.
Yeah, they can light their water on fire. And the company will be like, that's a natural phenomenon. That's happened and blah, blah, blah. And they'll come out with, look, it happened here. And you'll be like, yeah, okay, it happened there, but there was a refinery next door, you know? Like, show the whole picture, not just what you want to show.
Yeah.
Self-interest right there.
Yeah, self-interest, man.
You know? And that's allowed. And people know. People be like, it's a small little farm out in suburbia, middle America somewhere. I don't know where that person lives at.
You know,
but I'm getting
times,
gas at a good price.
A lot of the times, those corporations that do that, man, they pay the inspectors, man. You know, they have them in a pocket, you know, where, you know, somehow they pay them to where when they come to inspect, they write everything's cool, you know?
Yeah.
Everything's cool until
until
the media starts getting involved, like, hey, what's going on here? You know, well, the inspectors are finding them good, like, well, you know?
Yeah, it's like, how are they going to, how is there any way of fixing that when everybody's pockets is like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's pockets empty, everybody's hungry, dog. And there's all, everybody got the price. You know what I mean? Because that's like the, you can't do nothing without that. That's the modern day spear, you know?
It's the ugly face of greed, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very ugly face of greed, man.
It's what makes the person more attractive. You know what I mean? It's like, imagine this. You roll up to some girl's pad in a bucket, and you know what I mean? With ripped shoes, but you got a cool-ass personality.
Yeah.
But you can spit some game, you know?
Okay.
And baby, you might be like, well, this one's cool. I'm going to give him some pity, you know?
Yeah.
And then, bam, bam, she ain't going to call you again. She going to answer the phone. That fool was cool, but, damn, that was probably rolling in a hoopty.
Yeah.
You know? But if you roll up with no game at all, but you roll up in a BMW, flossy some fitted clothes, you know what I mean, bling bling. And all of a sudden, this was Denzel Washington, you know. And
why couldn't it be a Mercedes? Why does it have to be a BMW?
Because Mr. Bush, we all know you drive a Mercedes.
Convertible,
by the way.
Convertible Mercedes. Wow.
Yeah.
Eric
Bush be coming out of the building talking about, man, hey, get away from my car, man. Don't be touching my car. Don't let your kid touch my car.
Hey, we're just talking about
what kind of model is it, a Bush?
What, <say again? laughs>
what kind of model is your Mercedes, Bush?
Oh, I love a Mercedes. No.
You don't have a Mercedes?
No.
It's a BMW.
It's something.
It's a convertible. Hey,
yeah.
Eric Bush, let me find out you crazy glued the BMW emblem on a Isuzu.
On a Toyota.
on a UV dub. Yeah, but
ain't no wonder nobody's heard of that motto. No, it's a special motto.
He's all holding it with his hand.
Don't zoom in.
Back up a little bit. But yeah, what's up, Eric, man? So I mean, like, Eric.
Yeah.
You come from you're black, man. You're African American, so I mean, you had to have seen a little bit more of people's, you know, looking out more for themselves. You know, I mean, because like, I mean, racism still exists. So, I mean, what any personal experiences, Matt, where you're like, God damn, man, if only my skin was lighter.
I don't know. I mean, there's been things where maybe, you know, you were a baseball player, then this little kid was, but he made the team and you didn't, and you kind of think, oh, he only made it because he's a white kid and his dad's on the PTA, you know, but then maybe there was other reasons, but it didn't stop me from playing baseball. I just continued on, you know, so I just wiped it under the rug. It ain't nothing, you know, they didn't hurt me or harm me, so I don't care. That's, you know,
that's
little
right,
stuff like
choice,
that. Huh? You know, I never really, you know, like I said, you might have thought, oh, well, you know, that's because he's a white kid, and maybe it was and maybe it wasn't, but as long as they didn't, you know, take money out of my pocket, hurt me, or didn't, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I don't trip on little stuff like that.
That's right. You know, well, that's good, man, that, you know, you don't allow things like that to get to you, you know.
No, I don't.
I mean, I seen people's self-interest. When I went and I tried out for the football team and I wasn't big enough,
yeah,
and their self-interest to get me out the team, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that coach.
You know, but you know, self-interest is always going to be there, because if you're an interesting person, that's self-interest. I mean, it's just there. I mean,
yeah.
To me, as long as you don't hurt no one, or you don't. I mean, there's always going to be self-interest.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. That's
gonna be
like I said.
And it's just like this self-interest, like, gee, I'm gonna throw my best cologne because I'm gonna go out and find me a girl. You know, and you go out and you find me, and you're in your best interest. That's the way you're going out to go find your girl.
Yeah.
So there's no problem there. So go do your thing. You know, yeah, that's your self-interest. And if you get one, that's even better.
Yeah,
know?
That's what I'm talking about. Hey,
you know, but it's pretty bad, though. Like, if you knew that was someone that had somebody's girl and your self-interest was, I'm going to get this guy's girl, even though you know they had somebody's girl, then that's a little problem. You know what I'm saying? When you do stuff like that. But then, If they're
man,
a free girl,
dirty right there.
Yeah, man.
Is.
But we're gonna go into this. We're gonna go into this Walker, man, into the future. Before we do, I just want to say the chat is open and the lines are open. Hit us up.
Call
us
up. We
want to
hear from you, man. See what you got to say.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It will be more. vitally. Let that teach you or give a lead. Whatever boss will tell you, with a push of lead, shut down, let's go.
was straight right there.
Yeah, man. So what's up? What's up, Eric? You there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
You are there. I thought I was going to hear snoring. I thought I was going to hear like, deuces.
You know what? Hey, you know what, Carlos? That's getting to be yourself interest right there.
You know what? The doozed angle will never get old. It won't. No, I'll be like 67 years old still talking about Eric Bush doozed.
Oh, man.
With a cane.
He's crazy.
Yeah, with a cane in my hand, man.
He's crazy.
And an acid machine or something right there. Yeah, man.
Hey, what are you guys gonna be doing for Thanksgiving?
We go eat turkey.
We go eat turkey.
We eat turkey.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do too.
Marijuana affects memory.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna be eating a lot of turkey. I'm gonna eat the turkey. I'm not even gonna cut it up. I'm just gonna grab it whole. I'm just gonna eat it by the bite, and I'm gonna go in the corner like an animal.
Like Pookie.
I'm going to go in the corner, and anybody gets near me, I'm going to growl at them.
Pookie took that. Hey, man, you want to buy a turkey
with a bite in it. Hey, man, there's a bite in there, man. It looks like yours.
I remember he did that shit. Shay fucking took a bite of
turkey. Oh, man, okay. All right, man, go back to the topic, man, but... We're talking about these companies, man, self-interest and how all this craziness, madness going on in the world. And what are people doing to change it? What are people doing to change it? If I go buy a hybrid, will I change the world? Will my carbon footprint be less? Am I going to save the world?
I believe so.
The world's too big. The world's too crazy. The world's too big and the world's too crazy.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Everybody thinks that. Everybody's like, well, I could do something, but then I'm just going to be the douchebag with the Prius. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
and I don't want to be that guy, you know?
I'm doing
because a lot of people buy those cars for self-interest to get chicks. Like, hey, look at me. I care. You know, so they ain't buying it for, you know. They're like, I don't know what this thing runs on, but it runs on. It gets me a lot of vagina. I mean, oh my God! I could have took that to a whole other level, but we're not. We can't go there. But that's self-interest right there, baby. Where's the interest of not self?
There's never gonna be. I mean, everybody. There to survive. I mean, like I said, as long as you're not hurting nobody.
We're talking about Dick Cheney earlier, man. I want to go back to Dick Cheney since I read about this guy. He's like 85? He's like in his mid-80s. He's in his 80s, dog. He just got a new heart. He got a heart transplant.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
This guy has a heart transplant.
How are you going to be 80-something years old?
And he feels that he was being selfish. What's your thought on that?
That's selfish right there.
You think he was selfish for wanting to live?
Right. Well, that's why Eric? He's a dick. Huh?
Exactly.
that's why he's a dick.
Mr. Eric Bush, he will be here all night.
That's
why
he's a dick, guys. That's the door right there. That's it.
But yeah, man. I mean, it's like this. If I'm 80 years old and my heart's going out, I'm gonna be like, you know what? That's it. You got a heart transplant for me. For what? So I could be here another 10 years?
Yeah.
You know, well, he's gonna get shot in the face going hunting. He just shot
him. Yeah, more power to him. More power to him. You know,
but dude, I think, you know what? You know, is there a way that when you have that organ donor thing on your card, is there a way that you could be like, you know what?
Don't
give it to nobody over 50. I don't want my organs. I don't want my heart going into some rich old.
I want my little fucking 10, 13-year-old heart going to fucking...
Yeah, my strong, massive heart, you know? my organ, you know, it's going into some rich dudes that could have saved someone else. Why didn't he say, you know what, I'm going to step down and I'm just going to go
in peace.
And that heart can go to an Iraq a veteran.
Yeah, something.
You know, somebody with a family that's like 40 years old.
You know?
Dick. That's why he's dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Every time they interview him, man, if you look closely, you see like fire in the background, like sulfur and fire and brimstone.
You know, so you don't see the earth and wind, you just see the fire.
No. You don't see the earth, wind, or you see the fire.
Right here.
Earth and wind is missing.
Yeah,
that's his ego. He said it himself, man. I was watching an interview on him, and he goes, yeah. The interviewer goes, well, what do you feel that, you know, that people think about you? He goes, yeah, what? That I'm Darth Vader? That I'm the living, breathing Darth Vader? Yeah, I'm the bad guy. Yeah, but we haven't been attacked again, have we?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
He says it with no shame, though.
He said it proudly. I'm Darth Vader. You know,
I'll give him that, man. You know what? The guy don't back down. He don't try to apologize. He just tell you straight up, yup.
Right. He's saying to everybody, man, go F yourself, dude.
Yeah, pretty much. I give him that, man. You know?
I always thought that Dick Cheney and George and GW should coach the Raiders. You know what I mean?
No, huh?
Those guys should coach the Raiders.
The Raiders. Oh, man. I'm going to talk about the Raiders.
Coach the Raiders.
My mother gave me a Raiders beanie. Not knowing that I don't like the Raiders, I was like, oh, this is nice, Mom.
He fucking gave it to the homie.
Quiet. Now you're exposed again.
My bad.
But no, that beanie will be worn every time a mob comes in. It will burn my head. Burn it. Yeah, man. Speaking of kids, man, we're going to go to another Christmas jam. Yeah, another Christmas jam. Letter to Santa. This is written, produced by G Diabolic. Sound Labs from Riverside, California, baby.
Oh, from the area.
Riverside.
Hey,
please bring me this girl's heart, and I'll be good for another year. Sincerely yours, GEC Diabolic. Yeah.
It's Christmas time, and I wanna make her mine. She's so damn fine, I wanna be with her all the time. She been on my mind, but I dropped you a few lines that I need to find a way to make some time. She's so beautiful, and I got to let her know I can rub up on her wrist. Cheer, make it last for years. All I want for Christmas, baby, is you right here. Light you up with glitz, a couple carrots and all. Couple G's in your stocking, now my lady can ball. At the mall or the club or wherever you want. Got the Christmas loving for you and it's all that I want. Need your body in the big red bow song to match. Loving all damn night till Santa comes down the hatch. I ain't lying to you, baby, I'm dying for you, baby. Gotta wait till your birthday till you get some Mercedes. And you always my lady, keep it G all day. Keep your wrist nice and bright like a sunshine ray. On yeah. My mind, Santa Claus, on my mind, Santa Claus. Would you please bring me her heart this Christmas Eve?
Christmas and a happy new year. Uh-huh. What? She's on my mind, Santa
Yeah, Christmas time. That gets you in the Christmas spirit, doesn't it, Mr. Bush?
Well, I'm. Yes, it does.
What are your Christmas wishes for this year, man? What are you asking Santa for? Merry Christmas.
Just that everybody in the world lives a great and a better life, and that, you know, there's peace. Everybody
cut
just
it out. You want a Mercedes, dude. Come on.
Not really. I don't want anything, to be honest with you. I don't want anything, just a happy family, you know. And I don't care about immaterial things. Just a happy family, happy friends, and, you know, just a happy world, you know. That's immaterial, you know. I'm not into material things.
Right. You know what I want? I want a solid gold suit.
A solid gold
14 karat
suit.
Gold. Yes.
That's how the devil dresses, man.
Yeah.
Man,
those suits, man.
You know how many people would be like, hey, look at that guy. If I was wearing a solid gold suit, they would see me coming from way down the street, yeah. Man. If I finally be able to hold my head up high.
You have everybody looking at you, Big J, like that pimp from...
Yeah, they have everybody looking at you to jack you.
Hey, remember that pimp that was walking down the street? And I'm going to get you, sucker, when that fool got out the joint.
Yeah.
With the platform shoes with the real fish in there, sweetie?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, I was getting ready to say that.
The fish came out.
Thinking it was cool. He was like, man, everybody was like, laughing at
that fool. This fool's taking way back.
He's hitting me out the window.
Hey, you must not want to go with a suit. That's how you're going to be looking, Big G. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at this guy right here. What the hell?
You want the window or you want the stairs?
Yeah, man. So, what are you looking forward to, man? LA1, what you
mean, man? My primas, man, they plan to come over here, man, and I don't know what they got planned. I gotta go. You know, they come over here and they take me out. You know.
Yeah, and, you're just come, but don't come empty-handed.
nah, I don't like that. No, I've been getting to know them since I've been over here. You know. That's my Mexican side of the family, you know?
Yeah.
And well, they're my cousins, so we're getting to know each other, and she's going to be moving away soon. So
yeah,
this is going to be like our last moment together for a minute.
Yeah, I got my family comes over, I'm like, what you bring me, man? What you got? You make dollars over there, fool. You make dollars. Let's say you make dollars.
Yeah.
Like, don't bring me nothing, man. What you bring me?
Man.
Oh, boy, let me go get you something. Yeah, let's go.
That's because they come from another side. See, right here, my she come from Tijuana.
Oh, okay, all right. You got to ease up right there. You can't be like, all right, I'm gonna turn the mooch down a little bit. You know, I got to...
Yeah, I wish I could have some up for another side. Come see me, boy. Be honest. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to get to know this girl named Alicia, man. She's from another side, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I heard she got connections.
Oh, boy. Hey, what you know about this? My brother came out this weekend, dude. My mom and everybody, right?
Yeah.
And we all go to the restaurant, and all of a sudden, old Carlos forgot his wallet.
Oh man!
I'm like, hey, fool, go ahead and pay for me, man. Hey, no, you can't pay for your brother, fool.
Yeah.
I laid down the whole guilt trip. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna pay. I'm like, all right, in that case, I'll go ahead and get the whole left side of the menu.
Oh man,
it was good times, man. It was good times. Yeah. I had a man. Yo, he pitched in a little bit, you know. He did a do.
Yeah, good time.
I'm looking forward for Christmas, man. Everybody that's listening right now is gonna give me something. Xbox One.
Jeez.
Xbox One.
I want anything having to do with technology.
Yeah.
It sounds like you said
a good phone. I got a cheap ass phone. Don't even pick up the Facebook.
Get on Facebook. Hey,
you know, that's what I was looking for.
We go. Hey, I think we go with this fool to buy a phone, right? We go to the swap meet, and this fool's going shop to shop. Hey, it's got Facebook.
You got Facebook?
I'm like, oh, hey, fool.
Ask you for a phone with Facebook.
Ask if we got internet, fool. Ask if we got social. Don't ask Facebook. Fool. Everybody's looking at you crazy, dog.
I didn't know.
It's like Facebook overload, dog.
I got out. You know, I was on YouTube, all this technology stuff, but I was trying to learn, you know?
Yeah. Hey, you know what, though? Facebook is... Oh, man. It's like Facebook is just
oh man
yes, all man indeed, dude.
Muchas cosas mal,
you know, but hey, Facebook, it could be either used for good or for evil, you know,
like
what I mean?
Everything,
it's like Peter Parker's uncle told him, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Use the power right, and I use it for good.
And that's why it's back to the concept of the double-edged sword, eh? You know,
double-edged
cut sword. Both ways. You know what I'm saying? Good use for good, you can use for evil, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cut both ways. Got to be careful, homie. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm saying.
Yeah, dude. All I know, man, is somebody, please, buy me the Xbox One. That's all I know.
All right.
Materialistically speaking, Eric, what do you want for Christmas? Let's cut it out with the whole world peace thing, dude, okay?
Yeah, on the real.
Okay,
dude,
we get it. Mr.
You
Bush, you have a heart.
If you can have one wish for Christmas, what would it be? To have what or what?
But not something magical, something like material.
Like material.
Like Xbox One.
Your self-interest, homie. Put it like that.
Yeah. Think about nobody else but Bush. Nobody. I didn't say nothing else but Bush. I said nobody else but Bush.
Nothing else but Bush.
Yes. No. If I would have said that would have been bad.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a car, computer.
I have a car and a computer. I have an Xbox. To be honest, I've never really thought about it, really. I
know what you want, that. Eric Bush. Eric Bush wants.
I go for a cartoon.
Eric Bush wants the soul of Billy D. Williams.
I go for a car. Anybody out there want to buy me a car, man? You know, I can use it, you know?
Magic Eric Bush, the new Billy D. Williams. Reborn, reincarnated. And doing the new Colt 45. You know, Billy D. Is that Eric Bush here reminding you of the movie? When you're spending some time with a nice lady friend, get yourself an ice cold Coke 45. It works every time.
Yeah. No, but really, Eric the Bush. Question is, I don't know.
A stereo system, Bush?
No.
Top notch.
I have a stereo system. I have one of those.
Okay, Eric Bush, what don't you have, man?
That guy got everything, man. You know, it's not like you got too much.
Fun. Just everybody had fun. I mean, people keep tripping, you know, just.
Where you live at, Bush?
Bush is in Riverside, man. What?
He's from Riverside.
Carlos.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, yeah. Put him on. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go.
Yeah,
man.
What's going
on,
caller?
Just a moment ago, we were talking about Christmas or what you guys wanted for Christmas. But, man, you guys got to stop sucking Hulk Hogan's dick.
Hulk Hogan has...
What you got to give Hulk Hogan?
Hey, what you ready to do, brother? What you ready to do when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
What do you think about brother?
I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but they can't do nothing to me. We'll be right back.
kill. So open fire so you kill me, witness my steel. Sitting in adversaries, Indians and after me. I'd rather die before they catch me, watch me bleed. Mama come rescue me, I'm suicidal, think she thought. A minute since that every bullet's blind when I'm caught. Fuck through my jail time, better day sacrifice. Don't get a chance to do me like they tip my nigga tight. Tug it for life, and if you bite the nigga die for it. As a motherfucker try, at least you try for it. When it's time to die, to be a man to pick the way you lead. Fuck me and the police, my ambitions as a fighter.
I should've seen it in the first case. The worst case, I should've never called you back in the first place.
I remember back in high school, baby, you was fast, straight sex when you move your ass. But now things change, cause you don't look the same. Let the ghetto get the best of your baby, that's the same. Called HIV, and now you're about to be deceased and finally be at peace. So where your niggas at now? Cause everybody left, they stepped and left you on your own. See, I loved you like a sister, but you died too quick. And that's why we called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch. Dear Mr. Lord Sucker,
right.
You keep stressing me.
Really?
Fucking with a motherfucker mind. I figured you wanted to know, you know, why we call them hoes bitch. Maybe this might help you understand. It ain't personal.
No.
Strictly business, baby. Strictly business. So if you wonder why we call you bitch, you wonder why we call you bitch. If you wonder why we call you bitch, you wonder why we call you bitch.
Yeah, man, motherfucking Versatile Radio right here, man. LA1 right here. Yeah, we had a crash dummy call and stated that we need to get off whole nuts. Yeah, very interesting because he probably just jealous because, you know, he don't have any. So, well, he might not have.
And that song goes out.
He might not just know the feeling of having people on your jock. You might not, and that's what it is. You don't know the feeling of what it feels like to have people on your jock.
I don't know that feeling either,
you don't have
dog.
Balls.
Mysterious
Scotter does.
Hey, that was basically like doing a prank call when you're a little kid or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
Hey, is your refrigerator running? Well, go catch it then.
Immature little
playing, remember that game where you knock on people's door and then run?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, but we all used to do it, so, you know, hey, it's all good. You know, he came through it.
He pretty much
drive by and shit, you know?
Yeah,
hey,
he put a bag
good.
Of shit and lit it
but,
on fire.
Hey, but you know what? Hey, I'm going to tell you what. Hey, prankster, hey, I'm glad we got your ear, though. You know what, man? Congratulations, man. Right here we collaborate. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got Uno going.
We want to hear from you again and shit. You know what I'm saying? Identify yourself. You know what I'm saying? We got a prankster on the show.
But you know what, though? Hey, that means they're listening, though, man.
Yeah, man. You know?
Taking the time, you know?
You need to get up ho-ho's nuts.
I
want to know who this prankster is. What's his name, though?
He said he should have said a ho-hogan after WrestleMania.
We're going to call him unidentified prank caller.
We're going to call him Hulkamania.
No. The mysterious prank caller.
We're going to call him, what you ready to do, brother? Oh, man. Yeah. Hulkamania ran wild.
Yeah, that
was
nuts.
Yeah, I like that. That was cool. He said that he hung up real quick. He's like, I don't want to hear what they're going to say to
me. Yeah, I'm gone, boy. I was about to get it out of
you.
Like,
tongue bashing.
What?
I got to hang up.
Come here.
Yeah. Man, stay on the line. Let me at least say something back to that, you know. I hope he heard my Hulkamania.
But that's like one of the moves that, like, you know, when you fucking you put when you throw a crap at the door and knock or something, and you run.
Yeah, that's that bag of shit. When you light it on fire and people smash
you know,
it. Like,
yeah,
oh, man, they got dog crap all over their feet.
Like that, you know?
Yeah, but his was more like a bubblegum wrapper.
Yeah, it was like a little more like a wah wah
yeah,
wah.
It's like a little like you flicked something on me. Hey, what's going on here, man?
Yeah.
Yo, dude needs to go back to the drawing board pretty much.
And he pointed a gun. It's like he pointed a gun and he fired, and the sign just came out and said, bam.
Yeah, a bang, huh? And, but bang. Not only a gun, full of rubber gun.
Yeah.
A limp rubber gun. It wasn't even erect.
It went limp.
Yeah, it was limp. It was all rubbery, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
What you got to say about it, Mary?
Mary's on.
No. Actually, that's just really, I ain't got nothing to say about it. I don't want to waste no more energy on it because it was so stupid. But yeah, you know what I mean?
It was funny.
Moving on.
It was funny. It was funny. Yeah. Moving on. That's right, Barry. Yeah. So yeah, that was self-interest right there because that was his self-interest joke that made no sense. I
gotta
say that. Mr. Self-interest guy. Thank you for your input on that and you know,
yeah,
elaborating.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. But we have it. We were talking more about the self-interest and the what about hypocrisy, man?
Okay, here's I have a question, man. On the other side of self-interest,
what, like the good side of it?
Yeah, it's the good side of self-interest, man. Is it in any way Thanksgiving?
Like Thanksgiving self-interest? Thanksgiving itself, dog.
Okay,
you think back
the
on
the negative
holiday.
Side of self-interest to the positive side of the opposite.
The opposite, like what would be
like
the anti self interest? You mean?
Yeah, would it be kind of like Thanksgiving? You know,
it would be a
season where people forget about their own self interest and they give to other people.
Well, I mean, the anti self interest would be the love of mankind, dog, and giving.
Okay.
You know what,
yeah,
I mean?
devoting yourself
to helping other people, you know.
Yeah.
That can't help themselves.
Yeah.
You know, not some bum in the street. That's healthy, that's sitting there with a nice sign, and you're like, dude, this guy took time. I think those guys make a lot of money, dude, those people that are those bums on the street. But that's a whole different story.
Yeah,
because I
believe that once you learn about, once you know what self-interest is and all that stuff, then you also have to promote an anti-self-interest, let's say a lifestyle way of being, you know.
Yeah.
And that might come like it, and that lifestyle or way is exemplified during the seasons of Thanksgiving. Look how everybody comes out with their generosity, are more generous in the season.
Yeah, but it's only because of the season.
But that's the conduct that we aspire to. Like, you know, why can't this be like,
why can't it
be
like that
all year?
365.
You know, everybody helping each other, you know, coming out with blankets to help the poor, giving away free turkeys or food.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'll take a free turkey.
And you know what? There are people who do it away from the seasons, man. They do it year-round. There are those, and I give those people props.
But you know what those are called? Those are called people that are. Oh well, they're just doing it because you know they want to look good.
Nah,
you know?
there's
what
righteous people. I believe there's righteous people.
That's automatically
out there,
the way people look at it, dude.
You're
person
me.
That gives is like, huh?
Me.
What the? What did he do?
Yeah. I don't look at it like that. I see people doing like that, working for the Salvation Army, whatever. I see it as a righteous coming out of their heart.
I got the word for you. The anti self-interest would be empathy.
Empathy? Nah, dude. Not really.
If you have empathy towards mankind and you can put yourself in their shoes, then you're gonna not be self. You're not gonna be just looking out for yourself. You're going to be looking out for everyone else.
Yeah, empathy is good. You know, that's like a closely related with understanding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And because you have empathy, so that's where you understand this individual.
Yeah. Okay. And there's people that don't have that.
But empathy kind of also implies maybe a little bit of pity.
Not pity. Pity is, you know, feeling sorry for somebody.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But being
empathy,
you know,
empathy
having empathy
like emotional
for your fellow mankind,
yeah,
you know, you could be like, man, even if you haven't been there, you can imagine yourself being there and wanting that help and nobody wanting to help you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And most people say, well, there's people out in the streets and they could do this and that. I just said that.
Yeah.
You know, and there is people out in the streets and they can help themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't understand how there's
so many
homeless people in America, dog.
Okay.
If you're an American, you're already above the rest.
Okay,
you're ahead of the game,
okay,
baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Now let's take a little bit of empathy and let's look at your everyday common bums.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And let's say when you ask, let's say that like that, when you ask people for money and shit, like, man, get a job.
Yeah.
You know, you don't. And a lot of people, man, I see an interview with these guys, like, hey, man, some of them were doctors, some of them were surgeons, and they're downtown Skid Row, L.A., man. Yeah, I was a police, one of them. You know, bums, some righteous bums, are like, what happened? And they tell you the story, and it's just like bad luck came upon them.
Yeah.
saying? And they find themselves in the streets. So that can happen to anybody, man.
Mental illness.
And it's not that they don't have the desire to work or nothing like that. It's just, it's a mental rut, yeah.
Yeah, mental illness.
It's a mental rut that look, homie, it's like you see somebody, that's like literally see somebody trapped in the pit.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's in a mental pit. And those kind of people, I believe, they need an outreaching hand to get them out of it.
But the thing is that turn their back. People will see that and feel bad about it, but be like, well, what can I do?
Yeah.
What can I do?
Yeah.
But there's plenty of like, the United States, fool, is a rich country. And not only there, this is in other countries. Like here in Mexico, I mean, you see bums here. It's a whole different kind of bum. You got bums that people are like, you're asking money from people, and people are be like, hey, fool, give me money. You know? Like, I'm going to ask you right back, like, hey, you got what you got? But look, over there, if we got a bum, and they'll see somebody rolling up on BMW, and they can walk up to them, and they're going to get a little bit of pity from them, and maybe even get a $20, you know what I mean, a $50 bill.
But my thing is, man, you know what, you could look at them like that and say, hey, man, you can help yourself. You know, why am I helping? But me, myself, I don't want to be that kind of judgmental person, man, because I don't know their story. I'm not gonna sit there and want to tell me your story first before I give you money. You know hey man, you know what, help yourself, man.
But the different angles that you could look at it, dog, and it's like, oh well, the reason why people are homeless is because they do drugs and they mess up and blah, drugs. Okay.
Yeah, it's a
that goes back to the hypocrisy thing, dog, of why there's so much drugs in the streets. They ran Contrafair in the '80s, Reagan, allowing drug lords from Colombia to run drugs, and this is what it's not a conspiracy. I'm not sitting here talking about they were bringing it. This is 100% true.
Yeah,
this happened. Iran Contra affair. It happened. Cocaine. I mean, a massive amount. Yeah, go ahead. You're just gonna put it into Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago, and you know, just the minority cities, right? Yeah, well, of course they're the ones that do the drugs. They're our number one customers. And they're allowing it, and they allowed it, and they allowed it, and then the hypocrisy of it is that they're sitting there talking about the war on drugs.
Yeah,
talking about DARE.
Yeah,
Reagan's lady, she's the one that started the whole DARE and the whole drug. Her thing was
that whole campaign.
Let's
man.
Get the kids off of drugs. Yeah. But then her husband is a drug lord. Ronald Reagan was a drug lord, and this guy is looked at as one of the best presidents with his little hat. And an actor and
honest
Reagan and this and that, the typical. But why is it that he ain't looked at as a drug lord like Noriega, like you know what I mean? All those other drug lords that have been talked down upon, like, oh, you poison our streets, you poison our children. But because it's them, and they all of those people that were involved in the Iran-Contra affair, they all got pardons, all of them.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And where how is it that people allow that? It's theirs. Dog. The democracy is for the people. They're supposed to be able to say, nah, hell no, you ain't gonna pardon him. He's gonna go to jail just like everyone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My nieces and nephews are over there thinking like, well, my uncle's gone out the country. You know?
Yeah.
And why? Because he did something when he was a kid, when he was younger. You know, and you got these grown ass 40, 50 year old men doing things self interest, breaking the law. Not caring about what's going to happen to other people, and they're getting away with it with fat pockets.
Yeah,
that's the hypocrisy in it, dog.
Yeah,
and it's like nobody cares because affected me. I got a cousin that's a drug addict, but that guy's a piece of crap. You don't know him. You don't know this guy.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's the way people think. They're not like, well, maybe it's because the drugs are available there. Yeah. Maybe it's because they drowned the streets with it. And it was only where there was minorities, you know, and because it doesn't affect the majority, nobody gives it that, man.
Hmm.
And it's messed up that it's like that, man. But it's accepted. People do, you know, it's going to happen and it's going to keep going, you know. And, man, but you know what?
But, yeah, man.
I'll tell you like this, man. I'll tell you like this. The next generation, it's in their hands and they got the communication. They got the communication. You You could talk to somebody in France. You could talk to somebody and be like, hey, man, let's change the world, baby. Let's get this going.
Yeah.
Let's pop it off.
Right.
All you need is that voice, man.
Yeah. Honey.
And that's what it is, dude.
And the communication
will
go. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like.
A lot of fire.
Yeah. And you know what, though? No matter where I go, man, the grass is always green.
No matter where I go, I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the grass is always green. No matter what you say, you gotta release them chains. I think it's time I set my spirit free. No matter where I go, I'm letting people know that the pace is never stalling, even if the sky is falling. I'll never be afraid, as long as I keep my faith. Even if I am still crawling, won't be mad cause some are falling. But man, without the trust, without the loyalty, when you watch your dog just starving, don't be mad when they start barking. It's a suggestion, man, why don't we just wash our hands? Cause I'm peeping other pastures, I think it's time of my own master. No matter where I go, I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the grass is always green. No matter what you say, you gotta release them chains. I think it's time I set my spirit free. No matter where I go, I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the grass is always green. No matter what you say, you gotta release them chains. I think it's time I set my spirit free. Long ago I told my homie, some people are so damn funny. Sure as the wind blows, they'll try to take your door. On and on, man, they just keep coming. Till I'm dead, man, I'm never running. Here I just don't know if it's your time, you gotta go. But what about the trust? What about the loyalty? When they have no respect for you, it's fuck them up or call your lawyer. Here's a suggestion, man, why don't we just wash our hands? Cause I'm peeping other pastors, I think it's time of my own master. No matter where I go, I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the grass is always green. No matter what you say, you gotta release them chains. I think it's time I set my spirit free. No matter where I go, I'm letting people know. No matter where you go, the grass is always green.
Senior.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah. You know what that takes me back to right there? That takes me back to being on my rack on Sunday night, bumping the oldies.
Sunday
you know
night.
What's funny about
Sunday night oldies. On Versatile Radio. With you
right, Versatile Radio, Sunday night.
Real talk.
Oh, wait.
That song reminds me of my homeboy, Tattoo.
Hey, oh, is that right?
I love the shit out that song.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, dog, you know, this reminds me of Sunday night.
The unity is now. The unity is now.
Chilling. On my rack, listening to the oldies. And you know what's crazy, though?
Where at that?
When I was in Wasco.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, back in 02. But what's it called? You know what's funny, dude? Is you sit there, you're listening to those oldies shows, man. You got all these people calling in.
Yeah.
And they're all talking about, I just want to say what's up to my man, Casper, out in Chuckawalla. Oh,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah. We had a cool visit today. I'm driving home. You hear the background, the movement. And you're like, okay. See, but and you feel that love. Yeah. You feel that visit. You know what I mean?
I remember the when I was in YA, the homies, these days we used to always look over the in the back, the dedication on the Lowrider magazine.
Oh,
the
yeah,
Love Night,
back in the day right there.
Yeah, homies just find their names and all that, a gang of people back there, man. Now that magazine, you know that magazine don't even have that no more?
Why would they? That was the internet.
That was one of the things that make
that's
that
like
magazine.
That's analog Facebook.
Yeah, and then that magazine got sold and they changed everything, man. They don't even have the forum no more. People can't even write and have the people's
Hey, back when I was installing Satellite, dog, I did Joe Ray, the writer of the editor in chief of Lowrider magazine.
Yeah.
That fool has like four bad ass lowriders in his garage, dog. Okay. I was like, man, I go, dude, I like two of these rides I had on my wall, like on my wall. Like this is like right now, like my teenage, all my teenage dreams of the rides and all that. Cause I was really into that, dude. You know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I still am, you know. But I mean, back then I was like a fanatic, dog, of the lowriders and all that, dude.
Yeah.
And I got to do his path. Took my camera, dog. Took pictures with that fool. Pictures ended up getting lost, dog.
Man.
But yeah, dude, that's good. You're a good man right there. Good dude. Yeah. But that was back in the days, right there. That's 06.
Yeah,
he was like 7-8 years old.
Back in the 90s, man, the lowrider scene was a very strong movement.
Yeah, back then it was the smaller rims you had. Yeah. You had smaller rims, you were cool. You rode some 10s. You know, nowadays like I got some 50s. Rims is bigger than you. You know what I mean?
I think some 20s, some spinning 100 spokes would be cool. That's it. Some Daytons.
Yeah, I'll be honest though, dog. When the spinners came out, I was jocking those spinners, fool.
Oh, they were cool.
Man, I thought that was the coolest thing. And then I saw spinner hubcaps, and I was like, oh, that's just ghetto-rific right there.
Oh, man, the hubcaps.
Oh, weird.
Spinner hubcaps.
I was like, oh, man, you can't. I would see those, and you couldn't help but laugh at it, because the person that bought those has to have a sense of humor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rolling with some hubcaps because it's just so much irony in that.
That was a trip.
Oh, man.
Man.
That's self-interest.
Self-interest.
Spinner hubcaps. Spinner hubcaps is self-interest. And it's hypocrisy because those ain't real. Those are hubcaps.
Those ain't real. They're deceitful.
Yeah. So see, we're keeping it real right here. Real Talk Tuesday, baby.
Real Talk Tuesday.
They'll keep it real even though we talk about hubcap spinners.
Hubcap spinners, man. They make you think they're going and they're not.
Hey, dog, check this out, though. Last year, my homeboy left. He has a little ride for a little mini truck.
Okay.
A little mini truck on airbags. And he left it on my pad, left me the key. Talk about, don't drive it, fool. I'm like, oh, yeah, I ain't going to drive it. I took it out, fool. So I was like, yeah. It's like, cool. It was rolling in it. I told that fool, dog, hey, fool, I drove your truck. That fool got, oh, man. Oh, man, I'm like, hey, boy, you had it here on my pad for how long? The least I could do is take it out on a Sunday, dog, cruise it. I mean, I ain't taking it around, like, far, you know, just went around the corner, you know, hit the switches on it a little bit. But that thing's bad, though. That boy has that magazine and stuff.
No, right?
It's cool. Yeah, it's on that mini truck magazine, dog.
Wow. Yeah. I've checked out a couple of mini truck magazines.
I like those mini trucks, dog.
All right.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but we could. We started talking mini trucks. I had a Nissan Hardbody, fool, my little Nissan. The Go-Getter, I used to call it.
Okay.
You know why it was the Go-Getter?
Why?
Because that thing made itself worth how much it was worth every day.
All right.
That was the go-getter food because it was just profit. I paid for that thing in one day, and it was just profit, baby. The go-getter. I used to play that jam by R. Kelly.
Okay.
R. Kelly and Young Jeezy. Go get her. Rolling. I have my little black light in it. But, yeah. You know, it's crazy to go back, dog, and think about things that you had and then how humbling it is now, you know, to be in the situation. Like, you know, we're both in it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's humbling because it's a good thought, but it's like a sweet and sour, dog. It's bittersweet.
Yeah. But, I sweet and sour, but, you know, I try to stay positive and be appreciative of what I do have in my life.
I don't.
What's not?
I miss my condo.
Yeah, you're a negative guy.
I miss my condo. I miss all my rides. I miss having balling money. I miss it.
Yeah.
I do have self-interest.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss being over there too, you know?
I miss it, dog. I miss it every freaking day that I look out this damn window.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah. I believe I'll find back over there in the near future.
I'm gonna talk my way back, dog. I'm gonna get into people's heads until it's like, hey, let them in. If they tell me, hey, fool,
just shut the
F up. Hey, but you just stop talking and you get
like
in.
Slick
get
Rick.
In.
Remember when Slick Rick was in immigration?
That fool got deported too, dog. He was British.
But one time they let him stay one
but
time.
Fool, there's an actual thing in immigration called an alien with extraordinary ability.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
That goes for artists, nuclear physicists.
Nah.
Fuck, you know, all those guys, you know?
Yeah.
So
I believe I'm an alien with extraordinary abilities, man.
I believe I'm an alien with extraordinary limb.
Ooh, we underlying joke. Underlying joke.
If your minors ain't gonna get it, but the adults are like, oh, we this guy. You so crazy. But yeah, dog.
Anyway, but like I'm an alien with extraordinary abilities. Like, well, what are your extraordinary abilities? I'd be like, I can dash underwater and not get wet.
They'll be like, get out of here, Mac 10.
You
can be like, get out of here, Ice Cube.
You know about that? You know what I'm saying?
Dance on the water and not get wet.
I can dance in the water and not get wet.
Like, my extraordinary ability is...
Can you do that? Never straight, you know?
Extraordinary ability. How many aliens, dog? And I hate being called an alien, and I'm over here using that word. But, I mean, its meaning is something out of...
Well, they do call you Big Head.
They do. And I did used to get called E.T., dog, as a kid. And I'm very traumatized by that.
You know,
I will not watch...
I'm not trying to say nothing.
I won't watch that movie, dog.
Kid, so, yeah,
you know. I won't phone home, any of that shit. It won't happen. Not for me. Trauma.
Yeah.
Lots of hours in therapy, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we're down to the podcast right now, man, to those listeners that are getting a little extra tickle in their ear.
Oh, yeah?
Because the live show is done. But we got the old podkins.
Oh, it's like the party. It's like the after party.
I call it the cherry on top.
Yeah?
Yeah, because the show was the cake.
I look at it more like the party behind the after party, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the party.
You know, after the artists come out and rock out and shit, they go in the back.
And then they go to the after party?
Yeah,
the one where there's like a giant orgy going on?
Ain't nothing happening here, you know what I'm saying? So, nah.
I'm not staying here with a full... See, you took it to a whole other level,
dog.
I didn't even say nothing like that. I'm talking about the party, homie.
Just the after party, you know?
No, the after party.
Socialize.
Yeah, with the... Remember that movie, Eyes Wide Shut?
No, I don't.
Well, there's this movie called Eyes Wide Shut, and it's with Tom Cruise and I can't remember the name of the girl. But anyways, main scene of the movie is the dude walks into this party with a number of rich people, and there's a giant orgy happening, you know, and it's like,
okay.
When can I accidentally walk into that party? You know what I mean? When can I be driving somewhere and be like, I'm going to ask for some directions and walk in, and there's this orgy, and they're like, welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome here. And I'm like, I'm home, baby. I'm home. I have arrived.
Yeah.
You know, my whole life is leading up to
this
moment.
Yeah,
right,
this is not that kind of after party. You know, this is just just like a
PG 13 after party.
PG-13 after party.
Over the clothes stuff.
Yeah, holding on.
No. Okay.
Shit. Come over, fuck it, Kyler.
Don't worry.
Shit.
Don't worry. It can't happen.
We're located over here in Tecate, you know. Shit, come on over. Shit, you can visit me anytime.
Hey, Udo said that. I did not. I'm not inviting people here to Tecate.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Udo said that.
Next thing you know, it's like,
some cadenas
out of here
around
me, shit, you know. Hey,
because
you know what I hear, you know. Oh, man. Ooh-wee,
boy.
Yes, yeah, but yeah,
for me,
you know,
I welcome.
Ching, ching. No, it goes, I used the wrong fucking...
The whip.
Yeah,
let me inform you that I am the holder of the whip.
I don't believe so.
Let me see your back right here, man.
I am the holder of the whip.
I am the holder of it.
I be hearing those whips come through the phone like a motherfucker.
And we trying to look bad, eh? They're trying to make me look bad, dog. See, now, you know, old Biggs over here, the cool guy on the radio. Now everybody's like, oh, he's PW.
Yeah.
Look at this. Oh, man. See, my whole radio image is ruined. Oh, man. But, yeah, dog. Yeah, definitely want to send out much love to my lady, Miss Cecilia, out there in Eber. Got to put that in there. That's major points right there, major points.
I used to have a girl named Cecilia.
Did you?
Yeah. Back in 91 and 92. But you know what? This girl was 25 years old.
How old are you?
12.
Wait a minute. Okay. 25 years old.
No, she's 21.
No.
21.
Okay, no, well, let's get back to the story because I'm interested in this. Why did we start the show off with this is my question. We could have started the show with this story of 12-year-old Mr. LA1 with 21-year-old woman. 25, 21, that makes it better. But... Continue. I'm all ears.
Yeah, she was I don't know. We were out there chilling out there in my neighborhood and shit, and they drove by with somebody else and shit with another hyena. We stopped them, hey, and like a white Camaro and shit. And I got to talking to her, and she, you know, and I fucking like, yeah. I don't know. I just hooked up with her and shit, and fucking. We just started fucking around and shit, scamming and all that shit.
Yeah.
It's just me. And they were like, man, fucking loan me the little ones out there with the fucking sassy and shit. You know?
12-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, what I do?
Like, she rolled me for a little bit when I was in YA and stuff, you know? Send me some pictures and everything. Boy, she was dead, boy. Big old boy and everything.
But you, 12-year-old Uno didn't know what to do with that, dog.
I was the best I could at my age, boy. Yeah, I did, homie.
That reminds me of my little puppy that I got right now, dog. There's other dog in the heat, and he's just thrusting. You know, thrusting in the air, and he's like, what do I do with it?
You know, I was handling it. But she was big, though, Jay. She was stacked, you know, what I would describe that as being stacked, you know, like, oh, you know, up here and down there, you know, like, bam, bam.
We're going to a whole other level. Ooh, okay, wee. Hey, Mr. Uno, we tone it down a little bit because somebody's going to start thrusting at the air over here right now. You know what I mean? Uno has left the building.
See, that's what I'm saying. We got this guy on the radar right
now. Uno has thrusted out of the building.
Yeah.
Wow. There's nothing there, Uno. There's nothing there.
Where's Mary at?
Oh, man. I think Mary is
gone.
Yeah, we got the podcast going on right now, man. Usually she doesn't stick around for that.
Okay. She,
yeah, dog.
She out the building. Mary has left the building.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Mary has definitely left the building.
Yeah.
But you know who's still in the building? Us.
We in the house.
We in the house. Winding down this show. Hey, I want to thank everybody listening to the podcast right now that's still listening right now, even though the live show is over. Good looking now. Thank you for the support. You know, we're here. Trying to bring a smile to your face and trying to bring some information to your head, you know?
Yeah.
Keep you informed. Versatile Radio, baby. You know how we do it.
Yeah, we're going to stay doing it right here on every Tuesday, man.
Real talk Tuesday, man.
Shit, real talk.
What do you want to end the show with?
And that's real motherfucking talk right there. You know, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying,
that's,
too,
that's
man.
That's real motherfucking talk.
So what are we going to end the show with, man? With some Pac? Some Tupac, some gangsta shit. Ain't nothing but a gangsta party.
Hey, before we end the show, I want to send a shout out to my canala Johnny.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not sure if she's still listening. She probably went to sleep.
The show ends. She has to go back to listen.
But I want to send a shout out to her and thank you for listening and shit. But yeah, you know, we're here trying to do this, you know.
Yeah. Every week, every Tuesday,
my love to you, Johnny.
You know, we got you live right here, coming with that real talk. What you know about
right now?
What you know about this right here, Uno, man?
What's up?
What you know about this right here?
Surprise.
I smoke a blunt to take the pain out, and if I wasn't high, Bobby tried to blow my brains out. I'm hopeless, they should have killed me as a baby, and now they got me trapped in a storm, I'm going crazy. Forgive me, they want to see me in my casket, and if I don't blast, I'll be a victim of the bastards. I'm losing hope, they got me stressing, can the Lord forgive me? Got the spirit of a thug in me, another sip of that drink. The Tennessee got me queasy, don't want to hurl, young nigga, take it easy. Picture your dreams on the triple B, and it seems don't underestimate the power of a fiend. Turn my homies on the block, slinging rocks with your Glock, put the tape in your box when you're running from the cop, and never look back. If they could be black, then they would switch, open fire on them bust ass bitches, and Lord knows. The Lord would forgive me and bury me in G. I couldn't let my adversaries worry me, and every single day is a step where a bulletproof vest. It's still a nigga stressing over death. If I could choose when that nigga die, figure I take a puff from the blood and let my trigger fly. When every day is another death, with every breath it's a constant threat. So watch your step, you could be next if you want to. Who do you run to? Murdering niggas, look what it's come to. My memories bring me misery, and life is hard in the ghetto with the sanity. I can't breathe, got me thinking what you hell got, cause I done suffered so much, I'm feeling shell-shocked. In drive-offs and every day thing, I don't want too many homies to this motherfucking game, and Lord knows. They could, I never let them capture me. They lost too many niggas to this gang banging. Homie died in my arms with his brains hanging. Fucked up, I had to tell him it was alright. And that's a lie, and he knew it when he shook and died. My God, even though I know I'm wrong, man. Energy make a nigga think he's strong, man. I can't sleep, so I stay up. Don't wanna fuck them bitches, try to calm me down. I ain't giving up, I'm getting lost in the weed, man. Getting high, living every day like I'm gonna die. I smoke a blunt to take the pain out, and if I wasn't high, I'd probably try to blow my brains out. Lord knows.
Sometimes you see that I'm mad. No one can always be an angel. When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul.
We do this for the people that walk that path, trying to get to their dream. He stood on the corner with the rest of them. Though we knew that this corner wasn't the best of them. Hard streets and the life that caressed them. Dirt police, domestic beefs that's festering. He knew the president wasn't addressing them. Though dead presidents was addressing them. Two kids from hot sex, no protection it. People don't see how age is affecting them. It get hard, you get to get the guy questioning. Can't find a job, so you rob it and hustling. He killed marks and sold dope for cousin them. Can't believe they would be the ones bucking them. He on the ground, he could feel God touching him. He heard the sound of his mom saying trust in him. At heaven's gate saying, Lord, please let me in. Or send me back to tell my people to be better men. Cause we are. She danced for them. Her body moved, but her mind was mannequin. Thinking, I don't know where they hands have been. Relationships with men have been so damaging. She thought back to when she was at Howard and dreams of doing things with Terrence Howard and Broadway plays and dancing with Alvin them. The ones that make it always ain't the talented. Some dreams get lost, never to be found again. At first stripping seems so empowering. Most every girl wanna do it now and then. But being me every day is devouring. Cats with paper where she put powder in. Life would break her, now she powdering. She was high when she fell down in it. Crowds surrounding it, heart was pounding it. She fell into a deep sleep, the siren sounded it. Seen bright lights in the midst of clouds in it. Talk to God, feeling like his child. Against the Lord, let me live so I can make you proud again. Cause we are.
Ready? One, two. You guys ready for this? Let's go.
It's time for you to purchase your copy of the long-awaited freestyle album, The Melody Monster, by none other than me, Julio Mena, with songs like Stay With You. On the Highway. I'm
featuring George Anthony. And my brand new smash, Start All Over.
We can start all over, and in time we can make this stronger. I don't wanna fall out of love, cause I know this time my heart will break, yeah.
Now available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and Xbox Live. Remember, one movement, one direction. Let's take freestyle to a whole new level.
This is my last wish.